Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You better run, Glow! Glorilla is out here, baby, fighting to protect her womb. We'll explain.
And Britney Spears reveals what female celebrities drive her crazy.
Also, Ice Spice shows people her guns. It's a lot to dish today, so let's get this started.
Oh, y'all, Ava Mendez says she absolutely hates yelling at her little princess. So Ava got real vulnerable when speaking on disciplining her two daughters that she has with her partner, Ryan Gosling. How come I did not know that was her baby daddy?
Really?
I did not know that until this moment. Okay, let me finish this story. And she says she absolutely can't stand herself when she yells at them. Listen to this.
You know, I've never yelled like, shut up or anything. It's not, in my mind, you know, it's not like a mean yell, but it doesn't matter. I yell. And, you know, it's this like, this yelling that I find so cultural, but like, it's like, okay, I'm having a really hard time getting through and not yelling. Like, you know.
Like, I don't know what to say. The kids are slow. Get out of the house.
You gotta course correct them.
And they don't listen.
Yeah, you gotta bark at them sometimes. It is what it is.
Show me a child who has never yelled at. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got yelled at all the time. I think that's kind of just part of, like, raising kids.
No, but that's what's wrong with the world. Oprah said you don't yell at kids. You talk to them. Tell them, little Jenny.
Wait, how many
Oprah don't got no kids.
How many kids she got?
Well, she don't have to have kids to not tell you about
kids. How many kids you got?
I have none, but I would yell at them. Yeah. But my thing is you shouldn't yell because it makes the child hard, and that's why they be so angry. If you talk to them, just sit here, little Jenny, and it's going to be okay, and I'll be back shortly.
Somebody bring Gary a toddler.
Unfortunately, Gary, that's
baby, they
not
don't
how
listen,
that
sweetheart.
Works.
They don't listen at all.
They don't listen. Mm-hmm. You have to tap that hand a little bit, and you kind of have to raise your voice because they will act like they don't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you think they know. Kids don't know. They kids.
No, a lot of kids know, and they just think they slick.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to sneak up on them when they don't see you coming. But, hey, what are you doing? Just to watch them jump. And
oh, you ever see? Just hit boom.
It's true. Post check.
Yeah. But anyway, child, baby, men are out here trying to con, honey, Miss Glorilla, out of her ovaries.
What?
So, honey, she could be their baby mama. Now, listen, y'all, she sat down, honey, for an interview, and when it came to the subject of kids, listen to what she said.
Are men really trying to trap you and get you pregnant?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, I do want to have kids, but not my own kids. Like, I want to do the surrogate.
Yeah.
I want somebody else to have my baby. I want them to have my DNA, but I don't want to have it, like.
Oh, that's smart.
What would make a man say, I want to put a baby in you?
He probably didn't say it. He just was probably trying to shoot up the club.
Yeah.
O-V-A-R-I-E-S. Want to mess the club up, come through, make a mess.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come through glorious.
That's sad. That's another sad way of a man being sorry want to live off a woman. You want her to be your baby mama. What happened to her, you being her baby's daddy?
I'm sure there's
same
some
thing
of that too. Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of dudes probably also fanning out because her music really pulls her fan base in, you know what I mean? So I think people fall in love, not only but the fact she's pretty, like the energy and the vibe of her music, so they get a little overexcited. You never wanted to leave it in?
Well, let me ask you a question. Y'all think that, does she mean like actual have a baby or a guy like posing as if he's really into her and he's not because they out here doing that too?
But she said she didn't want a baby. She wanted to have a surrogate.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think maybe that's what she's talking about.
It could be both, though.
I think it's probably both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girl, watch out for the imposters.
There's some people who want to make that baby, and some people just want to practice making
somebody
that baby.
Somebody want to practice. Somebody just want to be in your life.
Yeah.
For the life.
Mm. Oh, honey, Britney Spears is saying she's penning another book, and this time, y'all, it's a novel. And she's also naming all of her crazy girl crushes. Brit hopped on the gram and told everyone some of the women she loved to give a piece of her to.
Oh.
So here's her lineup of girl crushes. She calls Pamela Anderson a classic babe. Natalie Portman, the coolest person. Camila Cabello, sweet and kooky. And wonders if it's even normal to be as pretty as Kendall Jenner. She completes the list with Selena Gomez and Drew Barrymore, calling them literally gorgeous.
Oh.
Okay, this is a good variety, I guess, of the Lady Pond people. Who got the best compliment? Probably Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if this is going to be the next book, she kind of gave it to us. It could just be a pamphlet.
Right.
Wow.
Did y'all read the first one?
No.
Mm-mm.
We heard so much about it, and we talked so much about it.
Yeah.
We knew everything that was going on in it, pretty much all the TT, because we talked about it here on Dish.
I'm surprised she didn't throw Madonna in the mix, because didn't they share that kiss on stage with, like, her Madonna, Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, but, you know, like, Free Britney and all, and like, you know, Madonna's changed a lot since then.
Pamela Anderson too, baby.
Yeah. Hey, well, here's Pam's thing. Pam's thing is, like, I'm just not wearing makeup anymore. And it's like, I respect that on a certain level. Like, you don't...
It bothers me that women can still be so open and free and talk about who they love and who they want to be. But if a man did, they'd be like, oh, Lord, he didn't just a gay.
Well, if a man did it, you would complain. Because we did a story on yesterday's episode where somebody was talking about that thing. And like, oh, man, God is always talking about this stuff. These are new bees. And, like, everybody does it.
But Gary is right. If a guy said he had a list,
yeah,
we would talk about him.
Yes.
Now, Biggie did it, and no one better than I.
Biggie?
Yeah, yeah, that Dreams R&B chick. I put Shantae Moore.
He's talking about men with a list of men.
Yeah. Oh, point taken. Point taken.
Yeah.
No. Well, who's your list, Gary? Who's your celebrity crush list?
Not you, but anyway.
Well, Rick Ross's ex boo Christina Mackey says it was nothing but the Holy Spirit that brought her and Rose together. Now, on a recent Instagram Live, Christina said God used her relationship to bring her to where she was meant to be. Check it out.
To me, I just feel like God was like, hey, I need you to date this person real quick so I can get you where you need to go. You need to be in this city.
Mm. All right. So do y'all believe that a relationship, good or bad, can bring you to where you need to live? Because, you know, sometimes people do relocate for love.
Maybe. It's a possibility. But I don't know.
You don't seem too.
No. I don't know about God introducing her to Rick Ross to get her to Miami. I mean, she could have just booked herself a flight. She wanted to go somewhere.
Southwest got them want to get away fast.
Yeah, I think JetBlue flies directly to Miami.
Maybe she's saying she wouldn't have been there had it not been for him. You know what I mean?
Now, so they're not together anymore?
No,
he's
on the internet kissing somebody else today. Okay. See how they do?
And so she moved to Miami for him. Then they broke up. Now she's just glad to be in Miami?
He went back outside.
I guess she might live there now. So.
All right. But she was crazy to go there. He lives in Atlanta.
He lives, right?
Yeah.
I think he lives in Miami, too, yeah.
Listen, a new chapter in life is always exciting, though. You know?
Yeah, new city. Maybe she needs a change.
Yeah, I mean, I moved here to Atlanta.
For a man?
A job.
Me too, child.
All right, y'all. Ice Spice is out here putting those Ozempic rumors to rest. So after she partied it up with some Victoria's Secret angels after the runway show, Ice Spice hit the gym to flex some of them muscles, and she even did her first pull-up ever. She posted this huge accomplishment and captured it, baby's first pull-up. Yoink, we got to jump up there. She does turn the hands around, which, like, it's, I guess, technically, like, a chin-up. But I give her pull-up points.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
That's
she ain't got a lot to pull up. That's not fair. She's, like, 90 pounds.
It's hard. Most women can't do a pull-up.
A lot of men can't do a pull-up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she got the last butt, baby. It's
she
cute. Really does.
Yeah, she looks great there.
Her butt is cute.
She got the last butt, baby.
She got the last butt, baby.
Yeah.
That thing got some weight to it.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Coming up, you won't believe all of this 80s music trivia that was hidden in a Rihanna song. We got that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Can you believe we've been singing the titles of 80s hit songs when the 2006 Rihanna bop SOS is being played?
Wow.
Well, let me explain. So hitmaker Evan Kidd Bogart penned RiRi's hit record SOS 18 years ago, and he just spilled some very interesting tea about the song. Listen to this.
The whole second verse of that song is 80s song titles strung together as sentences because I thought it would be super clever. Take on me, aha.
Take on me, aha.
You know inside you feel it right.
You know inside you feel it right.
Take me on.
Take me on.
I could just die up in your arms tonight. Melt with you. Got me head over heels. Boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel.
It's very clever.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. That's the soft cell sample that she used. That's Tainted Love.
Oh, sure is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He about to get hit with like 7 or 8 copyright infringement things now. He should have kept that under wraps. Like,
right.
It's like, say, yo, you know that sample? Well, but we did. We played it in reverse, so no one could recognize the sample.
Yeah. And hold on yourself,
like
sir.
Like Vanilla Ice said, yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Same song, boo.
Right, same song.
He must have had no ideas that day.
Yeah, right.
You know, he probably was listening like to the 80s channel of Sirius XM. Like, damn, I need some ideas. Okay, we'll go with that and that.
And saw the list of the songs and just put them in.
Word.
She probably didn't know the titles, so she's probably too young for those. Yeah.
Well, moving on, leave it to Phaedra Parks to liven things up a little around Bravo. So during the backstage interview after her Dancing with the Stars performance, Phaedra was asked, did she revive Married to Medicine? And here's her response.
Do you think you revived the show?
Well, of course I did. I revived most shows. Look at the numbers for Married to Medicine.
That is the proudest smile I have ever seen on a human being.
Well, when you got it,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, Dr. Heavily didn't like that, so she chimed in on X and said, I'm sure she didn't say that. Must be AI. Now, if the ratings did go up because of Phaedra, why can't she say that?
I don't know why she can't say that. I didn't understand.
Yeah, but you know Phaedra did not lie. Married to Medicine had been still going on before Phaedra.
No, we didn't say it wasn't going on, but the numbers definitely did bump.
They said liven up. It didn't say created or all of a sudden start over.
I know a bunch of shows, honey, they put big stars on them to liven up the shows, and the shows still go on with and without them.
That's terrible. Not the shows I'm on. Glory be to God. Okay.
All right, y'all, let's get into this.
Dish coming!
Okay, I'm not sure if this is legit, but if it is true, a 64-year-old woman by the name of Sunny Palms is on Beyoncé's intranet claiming to be knocked up. Now, what you're about to witness is Sunny telling her old man, literally, that she's got their bun bacon in her oven. Check this out.
I'm really angry about this because I'm going through this and stuff, and you're trying to deny that this is not your baby, and it is.
What's the baby name going to be?
His name going to be Peanut.
Oh, Peanut Palms?
Peanut.
Do you think, I mean, 64 knocked up. Is this real?
Yeah, but if you're biblical, Sarah was 80.
The way?
Sarah was 80.
That was the Bible, Gary.
Yeah, I question the calendar practices in which they used during that time. Mm-hmm. Yo, man, that baby going to come out with high blood pressure. Like,
the baby going to come out looking like old Livia.
So, hey, Crack, if your girlfriend or wife tells you that she's pregnant and she's 60, what would you do?
Oh, if she's 60, I'm going to be okay.
Why is that?
Because I'm not having the baby.
Oh.
You know, but it is a lot of pressure to, you know, like, be alive long enough to, like, see that kid go through high school and college.
Right.
You know, because you're going to be probably, like, 78 by the time that happens, though. You know, it would be stressful. What about you, T?
Man, I'm just like, there's a part of me, oof, I'm just like, well, let's just roll the dice and see where this goes.
What?
Let's just roll with it. Let's be 65-year-old parents of a newborn.
Anyway, coming up, y'all, is Angel Reese falling into financial despair? Oh, no, girl. Oh, not Miss Angel. We've got the tea on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Now, WNBA star Angel Reese, my Baltimore sister, has a shocking confession. Well, seems she's living beyond her means, y'all. Oh. Well, sorta, kinda. Angel jokingly admitted that when it comes to her NBA, WNBA salary, and her actual lifestyle, the math ain't mathin'. Check this out.
I just hope y'all know the WNBA don't pay my bills at all. I don't even think that pays one of my bills. Literally. I'm trying to think of, like, my rent for where I stay at. I'm going to do the math real quick.
It might cover that. Yeah, it covers that. It definitely covers that.
What is my... I don't even know my salary. 74? Okay. Times...
Here, I'll do it.
Yeah. I don't even know my salary. Does it? Let me see. You don't even...
Yo! I'm living beyond my means! It's like...
No, my rent is more than that. It's 8,000.
So what's more shocking, that her salary doesn't cover rent, or is it that her rent is $8,000 a month?
The most shocking thing is that she doesn't know her salary. That's the most shocking part.
Well, she may have somebody handle those things for her.
But yeah, 8K for sure. a month for, and it's crazy that we're at a space where, like, that's normal for big cities living downtown.
Big cities, mm-hmm. a few bedrooms, absolutely. High rise, on the water, Lake Michigan, Chicago, easy.
That's easy for Buckhead, too.
Yeah.
8,000 in Buckhead?
Yeah, some of them it are like 17
the,
grand.
The higher up, the more. The better the view, the more. Exactly. The more space, the more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You pay more if the, from 2 to 3, the higher the floor is, you pay more money.
Yeah. I have to handle with the less. That's where I'm at.
You're going to be on the first floor.
Right? Yeah. I will live in the basement.
You know apartment 101.
Well, moving on, child. Miss Gabrielle Union, honey, has a PSA for all the girlies in their 30s. Is like me, honey, so check it out.
To my girlies in their 30s, time isn't running out. It's not. Feels like it is. If you look at social media, oh my God, you're running out of time. It's not. It's not. Other people will make you feel like you're running out of time because they want everyone to do what they're doing so they feel better about their choice. There's no race, like there's no checkered flag at the end of life where they're like, she did it all.
Oh, so Brad and Tamar, y'all were in your 30s a long time ago.
Oh!
I mean, what advice would y'all give the girls? I mean, is that good advice?
No, you and yours a very, very long time ago.
At least 3 decades ago.
Okay.
As a man who dates women in their 30s, I think she's talking about marriage and kids.
Okay.
Okay, what about it?
I feel like a lot of women,
like the pressure's on?
Like once 30, 31, 32, 33, I feel like that ticking clock, the volume of that goes up.
Because it is ticking.
I'm just saying, that's what I think she's making a reference to.
Well, I feel like that lady in the previous story heard her speech because she's 64 and about to have a baby.
Hello.
Yo, the time is up when God say. So, right. You know, just that's go right. for it, yeah. yo.
Up next, y'all, Miss Sydney Sweeney has made a transformation for a new role. You like a little Tanner? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, Sydney Sweeney is obviously known for her great acting, and some may even say her great looks, Tanner. So Sydney is putting her acting to the test and transforming into the resilient boxer, Christy Martin, for an upcoming movie role. And Sydney dropped pics on IG of her transformation, y'all.
Mm. Oh.
Okay, so what y'all think? Does she look like Christy?
Oh, that's not bad. That's like a pretty good representation.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't look like herself. That's for sure.
Yeah. You know, Christy Martin is cool. I'm not attracted to Christy Martin.
You wouldn't let her beat it up?
Oh, man. Wow. Yikes.
Is it the hair color you don't like? Because you like blondes?
No, the hair color's fine. It's just like, that's a different look. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. I like women with curly hair of all colors. Yeah. Don't mind a woman with a muscular arm. A woman who knows sports is even better. Mm. Willing to like train and put up the dukes and enter the arena, the best.
Yeah, because I ain't never heard of Christy Martin.
Yeah, man, she's beating people up in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Really? She's still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive. She just don't box.
She still look like that?
Probably, you know, time has passed. You know, like, yeah. She probably built like a retired boxer now.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.